带您关注中共强摘法轮功等良心犯器官的议题持续地受到国际的关注。继英国保守党人权委员会日前发布对华人权报告，并且举办听证会，与活摘有关的两部得奖纪录片也在伦敦医院播出，引起医疗界人士的重视。
周五下午，英国伦敦帝国学院附属的哈默史密斯医院播放了两部获奖纪录片《活摘》与《难以置信》，吸引医生和医疗人员前来参加。一直关注活摘议题的诺贝尔和平奖被提名人大卫·麦塔斯律师、美国资深记者伊森·葛特曼以及医生反对强制摘取器官组织的 Alex 陈医师受邀参加影片座谈。《活摘》与《难以置信》两部影片引用了大量证据，包括医学、法律与中国问题专家的独立调查结果，以及证人证词，揭露中共强制活体摘取良心犯器官的罪行，甚至还形成一条完整的产业链。对于这些发生在现代、严重侵犯人权的行为还在持续进行，令在场的人士感到震惊。
If people found out that they had received an organ from someone who had been murdered, for that organ, I think most, the majority of people would be very, very disturbed. So I wondered what's been done, in that regard in the UK.
International meetings now, to transplant professionals, from China, when they put in abstracts, they're not accepted simply. You know, I do want to suggest by all this movement that the problem is solved, far from it, but it, I mean, there's enough of movement to show that there's a recognition of the problem.
大卫·麦塔斯也强调，目前所采取的行动仍然不足以遏制非法器官滥用，也无法阻止良心犯遭杀害、器官被摘取的行为。国际社会必须有更加完善的措施来解决这场人权灾难。新唐人记者罗源、林宇采访报道。
带您关注，美国国会日前通过了343号决议案，谴责中共强摘器官。最新调查发现，中共实际强摘器官的数量远超预期，而法轮功学员是主要的受害者。在 CNN 等全球数十家主流媒体在聚焦报道以后，随后呢，美国、加拿大以及英国国会都相继的举行了听证会。英国最新发布中国人权报告，谴责中共活摘罪行，并且要求英国政府公开向中共提出质疑，立刻的制止中共的暴行。
美国国会通过谴责中共强摘器官的343号决议案以后，周四再举行听证会，聚焦中共强摘器官。这也是自中共活摘法轮功学员器官的罪恶被曝光以后，美国国会举办的第三次听证会。国会议员们强烈谴责中共强摘器官的罪行，认为对法轮功的迫害是中国近代史上最大耻辱之一。
The systematic government-sponsored harvesting of organs is a monstrous crime. The Chinese regime not only deprives its people of their basic rights on a daily basis.But literally steals their body parts for a profit.
The Falun Gong repression is especially brutal, ugly, and vicious. I strongly believe that the 17-year campaign to eradicate Falun Gong will be seen as one of the great shames of recent Chinese history.
加拿大人权律师大卫·麦塔斯和美国作家、资深调查记者伊森·葛特曼在听证会作证。他们根据最新调查报告指出，中国器官移植手术量每年约为6万到10万例。过去16年来，整个中国器官移植总量惊人，远远超过了之前调查报告的估计。而器官的主要来源是受迫害的法轮功学员。
This is the familiar specter of human genocide. It's cloaked in modern scrubs.
台湾法轮功人权律师团发言人祝婉琪在对华广播上详细说明这份报告的内容。他痛心地说，难以想象数字背后有多少法轮功学员被无辜牺牲。
把囚禁法轮功的监狱和集中营当作活摘法轮功学员的屠宰场，这个屠宰场在中国大陆各地都有。谁能够把囚犯在很短的时间当中拖出来宰了？那只有军医院，还有武警医院。今天中国的移植产业已经成了豢养这些医院的最大的创收来源。
而这样的屠杀至今仍在中国持续发生。不过值得庆幸的是， 活摘器官的事实已经得到了国际社会的承认。
International meetings now, transplant professionals from China, when they put in abstracts, they're not accepted. You know, I don't want to suggest by all this movement that the problem is solved, far from it, but I mean, there's enough of movement to show that there's a recognition of the problem.
大卫·麦塔斯强调，目前所采取的行动还不足以遏制非法器官滥用，也无法阻止良心犯遭到杀害、器官被摘取的行为。国际社会必须有更加完善的措施来解决这场灾难。周三，欧洲议会举办了关于活摘器官最新调查报告的听证会，三位活摘器官的独立调查员首次来到欧洲公布他们的调查报告。欧洲议会议员表示，要采取进一步行动制止中共活摘器官的罪行。
It's just not something that decent human beings could do, and it has to be stopped.
It's time now to really stop the crime.
We have to put really pressure on them to stop that practice.
People that are involved in crime should be prosecuted.
We want to start some investigation here as member of European Parliament because we are here.Who has the mandate from the people?
英国保守派人权委员会周二在英国议会大厦举行2013-2016年度中国人权报告发布会。报告特别关注中共持续17年以来对法轮功学员的迫害，尤其是活摘法轮功学员器官的罪行，呼吁英国政府展开调查。
Specifically on the issue of organ harvesting, one of our recommendations in the report is that there should be an international independent inquiry to establish the truth about what's happening with organ harvesting, where are the organs coming from, what's the scale of it, and if it is, as we believe it is, happening on the scale that seems to be the case, then really it is a crime against humanity, and if that is established in international law,then further action should follow from that.
We recommend that there is an international investigation into forced organ harvesting in China, and we ask the British government to take a lead on this.
布鲁斯议员呼吁英国政府公开向中共提出报告中提到的问题。
Request that they raise the concerns we have in this report, that they do so publicly, not just privately, but publicly.
美国国会议员也表示，必须立即停止中共暴行。
We are aware that that's happening in China today, and we will not tolerate it, and it is on our radar scope.
Women and men are being executed to get their organs, disproportionately Falun Gong practitioners, and this needs to stop.
美国国会谴责中共活摘器官和迫害法轮功的343号决议案发起人之一，来自加州的国会议员瓦特斯表示，了解和讨论活摘器官真实性的过程令人震惊，因此也必须尽全力制止这种罪行。
在中国发生的器官活摘最新证据显示，每年器官移植的人数在6万到10万之间，因强摘器官被杀害的人数则高达150万人。美国国会最近通过343号决议案，谴责中共活摘器官。国会议员 Maxine Waters 是联名发起人之一。
This whole discussion and realization that organ harvesting was real is shocking, and it has been hard for many of us in America to digest and to understand. But it is documented, it is real, and we must fight against it in every way that we can. We must say this is unacceptable, and that's what we're doing.
Waters 议员还表示，他知道为什么有些人想避开这个问题，特别是中国来的人，但他深信国际上会鼓励他们去面对。
When you come from, you know, a country or a place where you could be killed for opposing the government or speaking out against the powerful,You can understand why people would be reticent and would not want to speak out. But the more they get support and the more we stand with them and the more our government stands with them, they'll come forward and they'll begin to talk about what is really going on.
新唐人记者李山、杨洋，洛杉矶采访报道。 烈日当头，暑期渐浓，法轮功学员在议会大楼前的草坪上打出标语横幅，希望他们的诉求再次能被听见。
We prepared a written declaration which we want the MEPs to sign so that they can show their support also to this cause.、Yeah.
WD48 是12位来自5个党团的欧洲议会议员联合发起的书面声明，协议内容包括要求调查中共从良心犯包括法轮功学员身上摘取器官的行径。按照欧洲议会程序，只要有半数议员签字，书面声明就会自动形成决议。两年多前，同样在斯特拉斯堡，欧洲议会通过类似决议。
2013年12月份的时候，奇冷无比，似乎是穿多少衣服哈都能把人冻透。而现在呢，是在夏天，法轮功学员冒着酷暑和平请愿，很多都是自己或者是自己的家人在中国曾经遭到过惨烈的迫害，有的学员一家几口人都失去了生命。所以呢，我们今天呢能在这里头和平请愿，实际上也是已经是非常的幸运了，因为我们已经是死里逃生了。
这些人的诉求被路过的游客、居民和议会工作人员听见。
I think it's very terrible that people get killed just for their organs, and that's not good. I think so. We give our signature to help a little bit.
She's asked me to pass the message to people who actually work with.Members of Parliament to see if they can find the necessary number of signatures.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I've already contacted one of my colleagues. Now I have to go inside and see if I can get hold of her. I think there are many MEPs who are really worried and who want to do something.
新唐人记者李月、方海东，法国斯特拉斯堡报道。
欢迎回到今日加州，本周。欧洲议会举行全体会议，与会的各国议员纷纷表示，如果忽视中国的人权问题，尤其是活摘良心犯器官的这种罪行，就不能讨论与中国的战略关系。
本周在法国斯特拉斯堡举行的欧洲议会全体会议就欧盟与中国的关系举行了辩论，其中中国的人权问题，尤其是活摘器官的行径，受到与会议员们的关注。
在欧洲议会周三的全会上，就欧盟与中国的关系进行了辩论。中国的人权状况是议员们关注的议题，尤其是活摘器官。
Beyond trade, human rights violations in China are a huge concern. Everything from censorship of the internet to this week seeing Falun Gong activists campaigning against outside our parliament against alleged brutal organ harvesting.
Since the year 2000, an estimated 1 million to 1.5 million have been killed for their organs in forced organ harvesting.
Innocent people are being systematically killed to sell and transplant their organs to patients coming from the West. This amounts to crimes against humanity.
议员们认为，如果无视活摘良心犯器官的这种谋杀，就不能讨论与中国的所谓战略关系，必须采取措施制止活摘器官。
We cannot discuss a strategy for China without acknowledging the persecution and slaughter of millions of people that is being perpetrated by the Chinese government.
2.5 years ago, the European Parliament called for a full and independent EU investigation into organ transplant abuses in China. The Parliament also called for prosecution of people who are engaged in such criminal practices.
新唐人记者杨立新、李迪亚、李月，法国斯特拉斯堡报道。